Bella, who is the best at fantasy football?
Bob.
Who is the worst at fantasy football?
Daddy.
Very good.
Joe Sixpack.
It's the Joe Sixpack Podcast.
And your hosts today are me, Lou, and my co-host, Lizzie, NFL expert and fantasy football analyst. And we are here to do the down and dirty quick hits on the Joe Sixpack Podcast for week whatever it was last week. Let's see. We're going to do a quick recap of the standings. We'll start with the Yingling, Lager, Sam Adams, and Stone. Bella, which is the best division? Would it be Yingling, Sam Adams, or Stone?
Stone.
All right. Well, you know what? As usual, you're pretty smart because they are a very competitive division. With I'm the Lazard King at 5-2, followed by Sweet Pete, Prop Bet Lost at 5-2. Bob and my dad are definitely both still in the running at 3-4. So that is a very competitive, probably the most competitive division. So well done, Bella. Now, would you say Yingling or Sam Adams is next?
Yingling.
Once again, you are on point. Another competitive division with Fresh Herbs and Flowers. That's me, 5-2. Joe, snapping at my heels at 5-2. Sean, who meanly beat me last week at 3-4. And then there's this one team, it's 1-6, and they're basically out of it because they're awful. It's Kevin, Gritty Eats Baby Souls. Final division, Sam Adams. We have Tecmo Tuck Deck Touchdowns. Andrew, coming in hot at 4-3. Come on, Andrew, this is your season. Could be worse, 3-4. Best name in the league. Don't go JSN Waller. I can't even do it right, but it's a good name. It's 3-4. And Field of Dreams, Johnny. Who I feel like is always in the playoffs, 2-5, not eliminated, but not looking good. All right, moving on, Bella, should we look at the scores from last week?
Yeah,
you can't shake your head. Yeah, I guess say it's an audio, so you got to talk. Yeah. Okay. Bella, why don't you quick tell the audience about yourself? How old are you?
How am I?
How old are you?
Oh. I'm 9.
Yeah, how are you?
Good.
Just good. Okay. what's your favorite hobby? What do you like doing?
Singing and dancing.
Singing and dancing. All right. You were dancing at a wedding last night, right? No. Yes, you were. Don't lie. Some other questions. Bella, who is the best at fantasy football?
Daddy.
Who is the worst at fantasy football?
Bob.
Very good. You know your stuff. All right, looking at the recap on the scoreboard here, I do not have Matt's amazing thing up, and I'm not going to bring it up, but I'm just going to bet that the game of the week is where we're going to start, and that is me unfortunately losing to Sean Pierce, the competition. What's up, Bella? We'll get to that. We'll get to that. And you just talk, all right? All right. Yeah, we'll get to that. All right, so, Bella, we had Sean beat me, so that's not cool, right? Mm-hmm. Sean's 3-4, I'm 5-2, and Sean won 102 to 100.9, which is very close. Tyreek Hill and Puka Nacua came in hot with me with over 40 points almost between them. But unfortunately for Daddy, Arthur Smith is a jerk and decided not to disclose that Bijan Robinson was like basically not playing at all, and caused Daddy the win. So we can agree that Arthur Smith is maybe the worst coach in the league.
Yeah,
probably evil. Looking at the next game going down the list here, we have Artisanal Honey Curried beating Pop Pop. What? Can you believe that? You can talk. Is that cool that Joe beat our pup-up?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? Don't you want pup-up to win?
I'm just kidding.
Well, it's not funny, Bella. Get out of, you're out of the family.
No.
Ow. 123 to 106. I'm going to look at this one because I always wonder if my dad made any silly
mistakes.
Did he optimally start? Let's see. He's got Stafford. Burrow was on bye, so that's fine. Kenny Three Sticks, Jerome Ford, Jalen Waddle, Christian Watson, Elijah Moore. I don't see any egregious roster decisions on his part. Joe rolling out Russell Wilson and Jerick McKinnon and still getting the win. Still getting 123 points. God, Travis Kelce is a cheat code. 29 points out of Travis Kelce. Carrying Joe to his victory. That is dumb. Next game, we have I'm the Lazard King. 175 points, Bella. 175 points for Seth. Defeating Kevin. But really just kicking him while he's down at 1-6. Wow, Seth is scary. 33 points from Patrick Mahomes. 21 points from Travis Etienne. He had Alvin Kamara come back at 20. Oh, my God. A.J. Brown. I didn't realize Seth's team is, like, kind of stacked, Bella. What do you think? Well, Bella, he has A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert. And do you know what team they're on?
Eagles?
Yes. And who's the best team in the league?
Eagles.
And who's the worst team in the league?
Cowboys.
There you go. So, I mean, it makes sense. He's got two really good Eagles, and he smashed Kevin. Kevin's team continues to fall apart around him. Thus is the curse of having children. Enjoy that, Kevin. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
Next, we have Andrew, not able to hold off Matt, who definitely needed this win to stay relevant. He's at 3-4, as we mentioned before. Andrew, 4-3, still leading the division. Andrew, off game for Mostert, but that's what happens when you play the Eagles. Your run game goes away. And honestly, a very down game for Keenan Allen as well.
Yes.
Wow, 31 points out of Foreman. That is just found money for Andrew. So hopefully he continues to be able to ride that Chicago RB for another week or two. Matt rolling out Geno Smith. That would make Bob happy.
Bob.
And his only other choice would have been CJ Stroud. So, Matt has limited choices at QB. Wisely picked up on the Hendo. Stuck him in his lineup. His reward with 13 points. Excuse me. Well done, Matt. Well done. And that Josh Palmer. Matt has worked the waiver very well. And he is reaping the benefits. Next, we have poor little Johnny. He lost to Sweet Pete, 110-95. Oh, Jalen Hurts. Who's he on? What team is he on?
Eagles, and he's number one.
Yeah. And look, he won. So, of course, Pete won. He started a really good Eagle.
QB.
Oh, he is the QB. I thought you were about to say he was the cutest. I was like, what? Pete also started Zach Evans. So, while Matt was up on the actual, Pete got sucked in by the Zach Evans news. Matt had his actual ear to the fantasy football ground, knew Henderson would be the one. And he, adjusted accordingly. But Pete won anyway. He didn't need any points from his second RB. Johnny resorted to Jordan Love. Austin Eckler has come back and been quite a disappointment. Olave, that whole situation has not been good for him, unfortunately, this season, even though he's really good. What do we got here? 20 points on the bench from Gus Edwards for Johnny, but I don't think we can blame him for not starting Gus Edwards. Last game from last week. It could be worse. Jason Fleury beating Bob. So high five there, right?
Bob.
Yeah, take that, Bob. Jason, 101. Bob, 80. And Jason riding in the back of Lamar Jackson, who suddenly has just exploded. 38-6, they beat Detroit. That was, I don't think anyone expected that to be quite the blowout. Oh, and he's got the stack. That is good. And he's got the stack to Mark Andrews. So, what's your favorite stack, Lizzie? Yeah, talk.
I don't know.
You don't know? All right. Well, think about it, okay? We'll come back to you. I don't know. You tell me. What are the takeaways? Derrick Henry was on a bye. Adam Thielen was on a bye. So, to be fair to Bob, his team is not at full strength whatsoever. Jason rostering two kickers, always a mistake, but we'll let it slide. So, moving on to the preview for the upcoming week. Let's go to that. Scoreboard. All right, Lizzie. So we need to pick the winners of these matchups. All right. So I'm going to show you the name and their picture. Okay. And you're going to tell me based on that who's going to win. All right. So the first game is Fresh Herbs and Flowers. I'll show you his picture. Okay. So Fresh Herbs and Flowers. Some spinning flowers. At 5-2. And he's playing. How did that do that?
He's playing what?
He is playing artisanal honey curry, and he is like a beer keg. Yep. So who's gonna win? Fresh Herbs and Flowers or artisanal honey curry?
Fresh herbs and flowers.
Fresh Herbs and Flowers. High five. That's me. And this is an important game, Lizzie, because whoever wins this is gonna be winning our division.
Wait,
okay?
That's you?
That's me, buddy. All right, next up, okay? So we have Pierce in the competition. All right, he's 3-4, going against another 3-4 team. So he's got a smiling cheese.
Cheese.
You like that, huh?
Cheese.
But he is going against the Amadeo Meatsmiths, and they have a cheesesteak. So are you going to take Mr. Cheese or Mr. Cheese Steak?
Mr. Cheese Steak.
Nice! And did you know that was Pop-Up?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's because it says Amadeo.
Amadeo. All right. Well, that's a good choice. I also think I'm going to win, and I think Pop-Up's going to win. So we're right on point with that. Oh, next up, Pete. No, I shouldn't say who you are.
How long more is this
going? We're almost done. What, are you in a rush?
No.
All right. Stop whispering. Next, we have Gritty Eats Baby Souls. Let me show you his picture. He's got Gritty, the mascot from the Flyers. Do you like that guy?
No.
No? Why not?
Because he's not Philly Fanatics.
Oh, that's true. He's not the Philly Fanatic. And then we have Prop Bet Loss.
What?
And that's a picture of a propeller and some football stuff. So do you think Gritty or Prop will win?
Prop.
All right. You know, Bella, you're right again. Prop is 5-2. That's Peter. And the reason he has a propeller, Bella, you want to know the story? He fell off a boat and he got hit in the head with a boat propeller. You can talk. You need to exclaim your surprise. She looks very surprised.
Did he die?
Talk. Don't whisper.
Did he die?
He did not.
But did he? What happened?
But we do think he may have suffered a little bit of brain damage. But it's hard to tell with Pete. All right, so that's a vote. We're going to go with Pete on that one, which I think is also correct again. I think Bella's 3-0 right now, if you had to ask me. All right, Bella, next up, okay? You have Tecmo Touchdowns, and it's a picture of BB-8.
Oh, I love Baymax.
That's not Baymax.
Well, it looks like Baymax.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, that guy from Star Wars.
Yeah, BB-8.
Yeah.
Okay. That definitely doesn't look like Baymax. And then you have Field of Dreams, and his is just a football.
The other one.
Oh.
BB-8.
All right, so you're going with Andrew. Now, I'm going to tell you something, though, and it's too late. You already picked. Field of Dreams is Little Johnny. Your cousin, Little John? You know John. Yes, you do. Okay. Well, that's embarrassing. You definitely know him. If you saw him, not embarrassing for you, embarrassing for Johnny. If you saw him, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know Little John. You do.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't see him anymore.
You saw him last night at the wedding. Anyway. Moving on, we're going with Andrew on that, and unfortunately for Johnny, I think Bella might be right. And coming up next, we have I'm the Lazard King. Let me show you his
Lazard
picture.
King.
I'm the Lazard King. He's got a picture that says, hang on, you don't even know my real name, and it says something bleep lizard. So I'm the Lazard King.
You're the Lazard King?
That's what it's called. That's his team name. And it could be worse. And it could be worse is a picture of, that might be Amari Cooper. I don't know who that is, sliding on his butt.
Could be worse.
You like it could be worse? All right, so you're going with Jason who did I say it was? Over Seth. Jason to take down Seth. That might be your first one where you're wrong, Bella. I feel like it might be, actually Seth wins, but hey, we're going with, You've been surprised before, so we're gonna go. We're gonna stick with Jason. Finally, all right, Bella. I'm feeling, Bella, this is gonna be game of the week. Okay, so this is an important choice for you. All right, so it's gonna be open in tab. It's gonna be Don't Go Jason Waller Falls, and he has a picture of a shot glass, and they're pouring some sort of dark liquor into the shot glass, and it's overflowing. Okay, or oh boy. Or you can go with overpaid and undervalued, and he is a scary clown.
Overpaid and undervalued.
All right, you're going with the scary clown.
Was it good?
I mean, that's Bob.
I changed my mind.
No, you can't change. Yes, no, nope, sorry. No. So we're going with Bob over Matt. So there you have it. The recap, Bella's picks and mine are I beat Joe, Pup-Pup beat Sean, Peter beats Kevin, we have Johnny beating Andrew, we have Jason beating Seth, and we have the evil Bob beating Matt.
Bob. Bob. Bob.
Are you all right?
Bob.
What's going on?
Bob. Bob.
Okay.
Bob.
Anyway, that's going to be it for the Joe Six Pack this week. Definitely our shortest and most succinct and probably highest rated podcast we've ever done. So, Bella, any advice for them for this week in fantasy football you want to give them?
You gotta wins.
You gotta wins. That, you know what? Yeah, I don't think I can beat that. So, say goodbye, Bella.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Go.
Bye.
Oh, and go birds.
Don't go birds.